Why do companies spend billions on training with so little to show for it? The modern workplace drowns employees in excessive information that no human can reasonably process. We've created a system where executives watch massive investments disappear into what feels like a black hole, enablement teams feel chronically understaffed, and customer-facing employees, the very people determining business success, struggle to extract relevant knowledge from the deluge. This isn't just inefficient, it's insanity, doing the same things repeatedly while expecting different results. The fundamental problem? Most organizations fail to understand how learning actually works. Science shows that learning builds incrementally on existing knowledge, yet workplace learning typically dumps massive content on people with random objectives, expecting immediate assimilation. With employees having only about 24 minutes per week for formal learning, this approach is doomed to fail. What if instead of creating more content, we created better experiences that actually drive business outcomes? This shift from information overload to meaningful impact is what radical outcomes are all about. Like jazz musicians who improvise within structure, effective business transformation requires a foundational process that enables creativity. Without this structure, organizations produce random acts of content that overwhelm employees and waste resources. The radical outcomes process follows six stages: envision, identify business outcomes; environment, understand audience context; architect, create knowledge frameworks; design, develop engaging storyboards; build, construct with iteration; and activate, implement and gather feedback. This approach demands significant upfront stakeholder alignment, often meeting resistance from clients seeking immediate solutions. Though urgency is real, skipping foundational work produces irrelevant outputs. Taking time initially to ensure audience relevance accelerates later building phases and generates measurable results, making going slow to move fast the superior approach. When executed properly, employees feel supported rather than overwhelmed, recognizing they're part of a larger effort that acknowledges the human element behind all business success. While our culture celebrates individual heroes, major achievements rarely come from collaborative ensembles, teams working with symphonic balance toward shared outcomes, like jazz musicians improvising together. These ensembles share key attributes: alignment behind common goals and role clarity that provides structure while allowing flexibility. Critical ensemble behaviors include admitting when you don't know something, practicing authenticity about strengths and weaknesses, maintaining transparency about work-life integration needs, asking for help when stuck within 15 to 30 minutes, and using yes and instead of yes but to foster collaboration. In complex, rapidly changing environments, ensemble leaders primarily manage the team's energy by creating psychological safety, what Google's research identified as the most important attribute of high-performing teams. Competition and turf battles undermine decision-making, while cooperation enables achievement. The most productive teams aren't necessarily those with the most talented individuals, but those where members genuinely support each other's success. Our brains naturally resist change, operating through neural pathways that favor familiar patterns. Kahneman's System 1, intuitive, automatic, and System 2, analytical, deliberate, explain why routines become neurologically challenging to change once embedded. Work expectations are shifting as businesses respond to customer demands for measurable impact and real-time results. Traditional quarterly reviews are yielding to agile methodologies and continuous feedback. Those stuck in old paradigms experience stress, like a hamster running on a wheel with no end in sight. Transformation begins when we let go of what we know and open to the possibility that other things can be true, requiring conscious effort to override System 1 defaults. Many workplace practices remain anchored in outdated theories from the Industrial Revolution. Despite collaboration trends, departmental silos persist. Solutions like open floor plans often fail when employees retreat to headphones and conference rooms. The deeper issue isn't physical space, but business divisions creating conflicting customer messages and internal friction. When addressing complex problems, tailor your approach to stakeholders' roles. Executive sponsors need discussions about business outcomes, while business leaders should explain their team's challenges. Acknowledge you need stakeholders' help understanding their world, and remember, they respond best to authentic engagement. Outcomes drive measurable business results, while outputs are merely tangible deliverables. The stuff we create doesn't constitute business outcomes by itself. When properly aligned, outputs become vehicles driving toward desired outcomes. Radical outcomes transcend individual successes to create organization-wide impact. While one salesperson closing a deal is good, enabling 500 salespeople to consistently close deals creates radical change. These outcomes stem from deliberate research identifying improvement opportunities. They differ from routine results by requiring executive-level, cross-functional stakeholders, taking time to achieve, and being measurable with metrics meaningful to executives. When clients focus on deliverables rather than purpose, asking, "What's the business outcome your stakeholder is driving toward?" often reveals they don't know. Most teams can list what they need to create, but struggle to articulate why it matters. If you ask a team creating a new sales training program, "If this program succeeds perfectly, what measurable business impact will we see?" the silence that often follows reveals the disconnect between activity and purpose. We live in an age of experience, where companies must orchestrate countless variables to create seamless interactions. Beyond Disney's theme parks, where every detail is carefully choreographed, workplace learning should mirror these principles by offering contextual support when needed, rather than forcing employees through information dumps. To create effective workplace experiences, understand three key aspects about your audience: audience realities, their environment and constraints, audience role, specific job functions and prior knowledge, and time frame of the role, recognizing people learn over time. For example, a sales representative needs different information at different stages, from basic product knowledge initially to advanced negotiation techniques months later. The architecture of radical outcomes provides the framework to organize everything created, the antidote to random acts of content. With this structure, teams can easily locate areas needing replacement, decide what to update, and determine what's obsolete. It's about crafting experiences that consider sequence, flow, and human needs. Just as consumer experiences like mobile coffee ordering are designed to maximize positive feelings and minimize friction, workplace experiences deserve the same careful attention. Ed Catmull's philosophy, "Don't wait for things to be perfect before sharing them," frames the concept of iterative progress. Our exposure to polished products creates unrealistic expectations, ignoring the messy reality behind these creations. Nothing at Pixar starts polished. Good Enough for Right Now, GEFRN, embraces a nonlinear, iterative approach. Failing to check in with others risks creating something unusable. Amazon exemplifies this by using collaboratively improved six-page memos rather than polished PowerPoints. Implementation requires patience, making small 5% shifts that compound over time. The results can be significant. New hire sellers who experienced a redesigned onboarding reached 139% of quota in 4 months versus 80% for those who didn't. This transformation isn't just about new processes. It's about fundamentally shifting how we approach work, collaboration, and learning. The choice is yours. Continue the insanity of information overload or embrace human-centered learning that creates meaningful impact in today's rapidly changing business landscape.